In this bulletin, New South Wales voters head to the polls for four by-elections. U.S. officials warn Russia could invade Ukraine before the end of the Olympics. And in sport, Alex de Minaur suffers a loss to Stefanos Tsitsipas. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Queensland has recorded 3,660 new COVID-19 infections and 13 deaths in the last 24-hour reporting period. There have been some data collection issues that may have resulted in a lower number of reported infections today. There are currently 33,289 active cases in the state and 508 people in hospital, of which 49 are in intensive care. Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard says Queensland has fared better than expected.
Much better than we expected. I mean, as you'd be aware, we were predicting at least 3,000 to 5,000 admissions to hospitals across Queensland. And in the end, there were less than 1,000 admissions to public hospitals in Queensland. So we fared much better than we had expected.
92.31% of those aged 16 and over have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 90.22% have received two doses. 61.15% of the eligible booster population have received a booster jab. Of the age group 5 years to 11, 40.65% have received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. New South Wales has recorded 8,183 new COVID-19 infections and 32 deaths in the 24-hour reporting period to 4 p.m. yesterday. There are currently 1,650 people in hospital, of which 104 are in intensive care. The state has now reached 47.3% triple-dose vaccination among residents. A year before New South Wales heads to the polls in a general election, the state's freshly appointed major party leaders face their first electoral test. Voters will cast their ballots on Saturday in four by-elections after a wave of high-profile resignations last year triggered when former Premier Gladys Berejiklian quit under a cloud of corruption allegations. The polls set up a key test for both the state's Liberal Premier Dominic Perrottet and Labour leader Chris Minns. The state's electoral commissions say more than 38% of voters have already voted in the Bega, Monaro, Strathfield and Willoughby by-elections, and results will take longer than usual to be announced. Victoria has reported another 19 COVID deaths and 7,224 infections as public hospitals across the state prepare to resume non-essential health care. Of the new cases revealed on Saturday, 4,679 were detected through rapid antigen tests and 2,545 through PCR testing. The state is now managing 55,102 active cases with 487 people in hospital, 66 fewer than the day before. Some 79 people are in intensive care and 19 are ventilated. With COVID-19 hospitalizations having halved in the past 3 weeks, the state government on Friday announced the Code Brown pandemic alert issued for the health system would lift. Several Western nations, including the United States and the United Kingdom, are urging their nationals to leave Ukraine. It comes as U.S. officials are issuing new warnings that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could begin at any time and possibly during the Beijing Winter Olympics. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told a White House press briefing, while the U.S. does not have definitive information that an invasion has been ordered by Russian President Vladimir Putin, all the pieces are in place for a major military operation.
If you stay, you are assuming risk, with no guarantee that there will be any other opportunity to leave, and there no prospect of a U.S. military evacuation in the event of a Russian invasion. If a Russian attack on Ukraine proceeds, it is likely to begin with aerial bombing and missile attacks that could obviously kill civilians without regard to their nationality.
And now to sport. Alex de Minaur has given everything, as always, but still his effort against Stefanos Tsitsipas came to a predictably anticlimactic end in their high-quality World Tennis Tournament quarterfinal in Rotterdam. It was another chastening afternoon for the Australian number one, who lacks nothing in heart, but simply couldn't cope with the extra firepower of the Greek, who beat him for the eighth time in succession. Tsitsipas's 6-4, 6-4 victory in just over an hour and a half in the Dutch indoor tournament showcased the world number four at his best as he seeks to capitalize on his recent fine run to the semifinals in the Australian Open. Meanwhile, in the quarterfinals of the inaugural Dallas Open, Australian Jordan Thompson was overpowered 6-3, 6-0 by rising American Jensen Brooksby. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, clouds clearing, 28 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny 31. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 29. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, 26 degrees, also a shower or two. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. Darwin, a possible shower or two, 33 degrees.